Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today.
2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. Names are really interesting, aren't they? My own father was called Linley when he was born, but people only ever knew him as Bob. The only time anybody tried to use his birth name was when he went into hospital as an old man, and it sounded ridiculous. He'd never been called Linley. Some people have names that have been passed down in the family, or were given because of the day on which they were born. In the New Testament, we often hear the writer being called Simon or Peter, and occasionally Simon Peter. But in the Greek for this verse, he was called Simeon. Only on one other occasion in the New Testament is he referred to as Simeon, and that is in Acts chapter 15, which records the Council of Jerusalem. Simeon came from a strong Jewish background, but in that crucial meeting he declared that God had visited the Gentiles and made them a people for himself. This was incredibly radical language. Gentiles used to be the outsiders. They were excluded from the citizenship that the Jews enjoyed. They live without hope. But now in Christ, they've been given a new identity, and Simeon was wanting to persuade the council that the doors should be thrown open fully to include them. Peter wrote this letter to people from a Gentile, that is to say, non-Jewish background, and he wanted to celebrate the new status that they'd acquired in Christ. His own name expressed that miracle. Yes, he had been born as Simeon, a Jew, but now as a follower of Christ, he had been named Peter, meaning rock. Whatever the story may be behind your name, thank God that in Christ we've been given a new identity and a new sense of direction as we build our lives on the rock of our faith in Jesus. Let me ask you a question. In what way has becoming a Christian changed the way in which you look at yourself and those around you? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you know us by name. Give us your strength as we seek to help others to understand your love for them. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.